Coast Radio News for Monday, July 5th, 2021. I'm George Henry. It is a recurring problem across the state and across the country, but this year's supplies of blood are critically low as the post-pandemic period is seeing a rush of surgeries and an increase in general health issues that have hospitals in many cases up to capacity. Jason Hawkins with Peace Harbor Hospital says hospitals around the region and the state are seeing numbers previously unheard of. In addition to stretching already exhausted staff, it's causing a severe shortage in blood supplies. To help resolve the shortage, BloodWorks has initiated a program to give individuals who donate blood a pass to the Lane County Fair. The offer extends now through July 25th. According to BloodWorks Community Engagement Liaison Mark Smith, the Florence area will not have a blood donation effort until after the promotion is over, but he says don't let that stop you from donating. He says if you can make it to the Eugene area to donate, it would help to supply blood to the area hospitals, which include Florence. The next scheduled event for Florence is August 11th through the 13th. Donation sites can be found at bloodworks.org. The city of Florence was filled to capacity last night to celebrate the 4th of July. By about 8 p.m. last evening, there were vehicles parked in every available space and along all the roadways leading into the Old Town area. The massive crowd was not disappointed as they were treated to a 25-minute fireworks show. The skies were clear and bright, and the grand finale rumbled through parking lots, setting off car alarms in the process. The day included a 4th of July parade that included more than just bicycles. Mayor Joe Henry and his wife Pam carried the banner through Old Town, followed by a few classic cars, people on foot and on bicycles, and the annual pie and watermelon eating contest delighted folks on the boardwalk. It was a clear indication from participants and spectators that even though COVID-19 has not been completely eradicated, it was certainly not keeping people from a return to some sort of normalcy. The Oregon Health Authority and Lane County Public Health has ceased reporting on COVID-19-related issues over the weekend. The 4th of July was the first weekend where numbers were not available, and Lane County Public Health last updated their reporting page on Friday morning. Updates are planned for later today from Lane County and early this evening from the Oregon Health Authority. Friday's wreck on Highway 126 in Vinita that shut down the road into Eugene left two people dead as a car failed to come to a stop from Husted Road. 59-year-old Kathleen Beauchereau of Vinita entered 126, striking an eastbound Ford F-150 hauling a utility trailer, causing the vehicle to move into the west lane of traffic, where it collided with a Chevrolet Suburban hauling an RV. The driver of the F-150, 49-year-old Amado Hernandez-Vernegas of Vinita, and a passenger were pronounced deceased. Beauchereau and the occupants of the Suburban, 52-year-old Randy Holcomb of Eugene, and a juvenile were transported to Riverbend Hospital, according to the Oregon State Police release. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, July 5th, 2021.